Those with physical challenges. Have you ever imagined what it might be like to be blind? Life for the blind can be extremely difficult. Because so much of what we do requires sight, they are often forced to depend on others who can see for assistance. When they are especially desperate for help, people may ignore them or even abuse them. If we want to become transcendental and develop qualities that lead us back to God, we must experience compassion for such persons. We must be willing to make sacrifices so that they can have a better situation in life, even if it means that we are renouncing our own security and comfort. Could we possibly see ourselves taking someone else's place to free that person from blindness? What would it be like to have impaired speech? Visualize yourself unable to express yourself in words. Can you feel deeply the inner frustration that this situation would produce? How ready are you to take such a person's place? It is this level of selfless love that determines your readiness to return back home to the kingdom of God. We have all visited people confined to bed with a serious illness or unable to walk because they have become helpless invalids. Since they cannot take care of themselves, they have to depend on others to feed them, bathe them, and sometimes even take them to the toilet. Such dependence can be very humbling. In some situations, so-called friends and family members resent these persons, considering them to be heavy burdens because of their need for constant monitoring and assistance. Frequently, these persons create such difficulties that even their close relatives feel a sense of relief when they die. Family members may be just waiting, hoping that death will come very soon to remove their obligations. Is your compassion for these souls so strong that you would be ready to exchange places to free them from their torment?